Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. There's a gentleman on the line from Hermosa Beach who has a website devoted to speaking to women in their 20s about what seems to be, in his opinion, a propensity for younger women to be marrying, dating and marrying older men. His name is Chris Norton. He's on the line with us from Hermosa Beach, California this evening. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Ms. Harry.
Now, you have a website where you feature photographs and commentary concerning what? Concerning young women with older guys?
I think we have to go back to the beginning of the website when these stories came out about James Doohan, actor, Tony Randall, who an actor, Anthony Quinn, Larry King, who I've heard you talking a little bit about on your show, Phil. These are all old men who have young wives, you know, some nice-looking young babes. And I think there are a lot of women my age who are having sex with these guys that are pretty old. And I think it's pretty nasty.
You think it's pretty nasty?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, that's super nasty, all I think. And, I'm telling the women, why would you be so desperate for men that you'd have sex with some pruned-up old guy? Why not have no hope of satisfying your sexuality? And so that's why I started sexuality.com as a place where I could make my feelings known about it and to give them some options.
All right, you're talking about four guys, older men, who have younger wives. Do you think this is an epidemic of young women with older men?
Well, I don't see a reason why a woman has to prostitute herself. She's that desperate for money or whatever, that young women have to be with these old pruned up guys. And I feel it's my duty as a member of Generation S to let the women of my generation and say, please, please, ladies, what are you doing, ladies? Are you doing that desperate for, are you that desperate for money that you will have sex with an old guy? And we have to draw a line someplace. And you men are having sex with older women. I mean, that's charity sex, okay?
I was going to ask you about that. You call that charity sex? So a young guy having sex with an older woman, and we're talking about marriage here too, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting married because I think they're getting married. Young woman having sex with an old guy is a waste of a woman. But obviously they're getting married because they want to ensure their future in terms of their money. Okay, and they're being with an old guy because they can have a baby. The old guy is going to die sooner or later than they marry a young guy. You know, and
what about these young men having sex with older women? You call that charity sex?
That's a charity leg, and that's not really where it's at with me. I'm just talking about.
Don't you think that these are people who could have real feeling for each other? Whether it's a young woman with an older guy, a young man with an older woman, don't you think these people care about each other?
So I think in some instances, very, very few, statistically, very, very few cases does a woman have sex with an older guy and she really cares about him.
And all right, what about, you brought up Larry King, what about that?
I mean, you know.
Does she love him?
I don't know. I mean, would you? I mean, I'm saying.
Well, forget about would I. I mean, Larry King's wife is younger than him.
Yeah, and I mean, look at the guy. I think it's all about the guy's money, personally.
You think it's about his money? Why?
Well, I mean, look at the guy. You know, that's got to be about money. And
well, that doesn't really answer my question. Okay, you feel that there is nothing there?
Not when you take a look at that guy. I mean, or any of these other dudes. Like,
all right, James Doohan, you mentioned.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. I think these are rich old guys, and I think a lot of these women are into these guys, you know, because of their money. I think that's a waste of a woman and her hotness. Women marry older guys and has babies, and there's a chance that the baby will come out old and wrinkled. Larry King's kid looks 50, and what I do on sexuality.com is basically, I have commentary. And
you said you have some pictures on your website, right?
Yes, sir.
What are the pictures?
Well, women can see me and remind themselves that you are a young woman, and when the old man dies and you need sex and a male influence for your kid, you can take a look at my pictures and see that there is life after you know, being married to an old guy. And
so you are the primary focus of your website, and how old are you, by the way, Chris?
I'm 28, Phil.
Don't you think that you're sticking your nose into people's lives who are just trying to get along and have happiness?
I'm not sticking my nose in. I'm just saying to young women, and there's been a lot of them who are marrying older guys, there is an option, and it's returning to young guys, good sex, having a baby with a guy your age, and the two of you then can develop in your sensuality and sexuality.
All right, Chris Norton with us here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He has a website. And we're going to get into what is on your website. But basically, you see that there is a tendency for young women to marry older guys.
That's absolutely true.
And have relationships with them.
Yes, sir. And on my website, Phil, I feature not only commentary about that, but also pictures of me.
Now, why pictures of you? I take it you're really handsome?
I am, yeah.
And you got no problem admitting that?
I don't have any problem with that. I'm handsome, yeah, and I'm ripped. I mean, I work out. You know.
So in other words, you have pictures of yourself to remind 20-year-old women what?
Well, on sensuality.com, you can see me and see, you know, how hot I am. These are printable pictures you can make into whatever you want to do, like a mask or something.
Let me get on. I've got my computer here. This is a picture of you, and this is on your website where you can remind young women where they can go to find a good-looking guy, right?
Well, this is my website. I mean, to remind young women what they can have.
All right, now this is a picture one is what?
Picture one is a picture of me. I'm wearing jeans, cowboy boots, and a loose-fitting silk shirt. I'm leaning against a Porsche Bosser with my arms folded. That's a Porsche Bosser. It's a very, very nice car. And I'm looking very casual there. And
when a woman sees that picture, she's seeing what?
Well, I mean, if a woman sees that picture, I'm 28 years old. She's seeing a hot, young, 28-year-old dude. You know, I've got, you know, obviously I got a nice body. And this could be our lifestyle together, you know.
Are you looking for women to have a relationship with you? Are you
No, Phil. I'm not looking for women to be hooked up with me necessarily, unless, of course, they wanted to, and we have email and they could talk. I'm just looking at myself as the ideal for what a woman could have.
Okay, so when she sees a picture of you in your jeans, your cowboy boots, and a loose-fitting silk shirt leaning against a Porsche Boxer?
That's correct.
What is she seeing?
She's seeing the lifestyle she could have. She's seeing the lifestyle, what could be if you marry a young dude, not some old wrinkled up, pruned out guy like James Doohan or Larry King, but a young guy that has a Porsche Bosser and a loose-fitting silk shirt. Okay?
All right, look, picture number two. What is this? This is the shower?
Yeah, this is very sexy. This is the picture that's on my website. I'm just out of the shower. I'm bending over to pick up a towel. I'm just out of the shower. I'm bending over to pick up a towel. I'm looking over my shoulder.
You are naked from behind. I want people to know on this picture.
Yes, I am. But it's something very sexy. It's something women like. I have wet hair and beads of water on my back. I would tell you something. Women love this.
How do you know that women like this? This is a picture of you bending over from behind, and you're looking over your shoulder at who? The lady that you're with?
That's right. I mean, the fantasy there is that, you know, I've just taken a shower. She's coming to take her shower. And we're just all showering together, and I'm bending over, I'm getting a towel and everything.
How do you know women like this?
I'll tell you right now, Phil, my website gets 3,000 hits a day. Women love this stuff. Okay, I got 3,000 hits a day on my website.
All right, picture number three. What is this?
Okay, this is me playing volleyball at the beach. I'm going up for a spike at Hermosa.
What do you mean going up for a spike? You mean you're hitting the ball?
I'm hitting the ball, yeah.
What is that you're wearing?
I'm wearing a Speedo with a mesh netting. It's very, very athletic, very sexy. Women can see the mesh netting because it's kind of bulging out at the bottom. And, again, this is a picture of how athletic I am, how ripped I am. And
so, Chris, what you are is the ideal for a woman who's in her 20s, who is married to an older guy or in a relationship with an old guy. She can go to your website and see how good it can be.
Well, I mean, she can get pictures of good-looking guys.
That's what I was going to say.
But what I provide on my website is a specific targeting of young 20-year-old women who are married to old guys, who are locked into a relationship, like Larry King's wife could log on, okay? you know, James Doohan's wife could log on.
Well, I don't know how old these guys, first of all, you're asking for, I doubt if that's going to happen. I don't know how old she is anyway.
But the point is, they could log on and see what life could be with a younger guy.
All right, and here is picture four. And this is a little unusual, right? You're sitting at a computer.
Yeah, I'm sitting at a computer. My shirt's off. You can see my jeans are unbuttoned a little bit. What that does is it combines sass with work, saying that a young man can combine sass with work.
You're sitting at a computer, and those look like slacks. So you're in your work clothes, right?
I was in a suit, yeah.
And you've stripped your shirt, your tie, and everything off, and your pants are unbuttoned?
Yeah, because I'm at the computer, and I'm sort of, you know, it's a very sassy hot day. And that's a way for women to see what they can have as well.
You're a wild guy, Chris. Chris Norton is my guest. He has a website for women who are in a relationship with older guys, reminding them what it can be like. He has some picture series in cowboy boots, loose-fitting silk shirt. There is one of him bending over in the shower. There's another one here playing volleyball, wearing a Speedo with mesh netting. Chris, you say you get 3,000 hits a day?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, believe me, I know what women like because I've been around women my whole life. I've had a lot of relationships. I get 3,000 hits a day, yeah. And this is my way of telling the women out there that are hooked in a bad relationship, log on, check me out, see what your life could be.
Because there's too many of them going out with older guys.
I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy, and I don't think older guy making a baby with an older guy, I don't think it's not healthy neither.
Chris Norton is our guest. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He has a website. You can go over there and take a look at pictures of him. If you're a young woman in her 20s and you're involved in a relationship with a 50-year-old guy, it'll remind you what life could be like with a guy like him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. We have on the line with us Chris Norton from Hermosa Beach, California. He's got a website where women who are involved in relationships with older men can go and look at him and be reminded of their youth and why they should really be with a younger man. Isn't that what you're basically saying, Chris? That they should be with a younger man? So it's a call. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I mean, I just think it's wrong to be wasting all your sexuality on some old guy who's pruned up and, you know, is ready to die or something.
And what about love? What about?
Well, I mean, you talk about love, man. You can fall in love with a guy your own age, okay? But I think when most young women are reminded of how hot, you know, like a young guy can be. I mean, I'm very hot looking, and they're reminded how hot looking a young guy can be. They suddenly realize they've muffed it up, and they ought to, like, you know, get back with young guys.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, our number. Chris is on the line, and here is Palmdale. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm calling to encourage young women to go out with old men. I've been married to a man. I'm 30 years old.
You're kidding me.
My husband's 55. He's a retired LAPD. He's a gorgeous hunk of man. I've been married to him for 3 years happily.
What were you lacking?
I can't believe you're saying this.
No, what were you lacking in your life that you didn't have you don't want to be with?
Excuse me?
What are you lacking in your life that you don't want to be with?
Oh, nothing. I have a full life.
Guy,
I'm an RN nurse. I have a home. I have a vehicle. I have two wonderful dogs. My husband's wonderful.
Well, I know, but you should have been with a guy your own age. Why?
Oh, I was with guys my own age.
Okay, what were you missing?
They're missing a lot compared to what he has. He's a better lover than all my other lovers.
Going out with the wrong kind of guy. I would suggest that you go to sexuality.com.
I don't know how I could get it any better.
Well, you could, believe me.
I've been with good-looking guys. My husband's very good-looking. Just because he's older, it also means he's wiser.
Are you going to have a kid?
No, I'm not planning on having children.
Why not?
I have a heart condition. I don't want to have children.
You have a heart condition or he does?
Yeah. I don't want to have children. I never wanted to have children. That's beside the point. I agree with you there. I don't think you should have children.
Are you sure you have a heart condition or he does?
No, he doesn't have a heart condition. He's fine.
What?
He is fine.
Okay, we got the joke, Chris, all right?
Yeah, but I mean, she's covering up for him because he's old, you know?
Oh,
all
he's
I'm
great.
Saying,
he's
if you
great.
Go to set you up,
he can
yeah,
help anybody.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really great. I'm sure Grandpa's fantastic. But I
well, why are you being cynical, okay? If the woman says she's in love with the guy, were you married before you met him?
I was once, yes, to a younger man.
Younger than you?
Yeah, no, he was still older than me by 5 years.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
I'm 30.
So, Chris, what do you? If this lady goes to your website, what will she find?
You go to my website, baby. You're going to see me.
I heard pictures of you in your little bikini. I could get that from a magazine in a corner.
No, this is real. This is me. You can communicate with me. It's
I'll
real.
I'm a 55-year-old husband.
I'm as real as real can get.
Okay, thank you.
All women, all younger women should definitely go out with an older man. They're better lovers, period.
No, wrong.
Uh-uh,
are you a definitely. Good lover, Chris?
Yeah, I think I am, man. I've got the women who will back it up, too, so it's not like it's some big secret.
Well, but that's a lady that was in love. Would you agree?
I think she's fooling herself, yeah.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do. I think she's, like, felt sorry for some old guy. And she got some security, and being with a younger guy means sexuality, and it also means, like, you know, being involved in a dangerous relationship. And I think a lot of younger women are scared of that right now.
All right, here's Lockhart on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just absolutely cannot believe that this man, let me tell you about older men. I happen to be younger and interested in an older man. And there's absolutely no reason in the world that they can't be absolutely everything that you want.
But that's the whole thing. Why older men? What's going on in your psychology? What
because an older man wouldn't be on the phone on a radio show airing his problems and having absolute inadequacy. Oh, I can't even go here. I'm so upset.
Well, this is the host. What? Tell me.
No, Phil, let me just answer a question.
No, hold on. She's obviously very angry at you. Tell me.
not angry. You don't have that power.
Well, it's not. I'm the host of the show. I'm not trying to make you angry,
not
man.
You,
I'm trying
Chris.
To.
No, let me just say something to you. Okay.
Hold on for a minute. You're married to an older guy?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm
okay.
interested in older man.
Are you going with him right now?
We're working on that.
Oh, okay. How much older than you?
15 years.
Chris, would you call 15 years that much older?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, that means the dude's like 40 in his late 40s.
He's 46.
Okay, let me just say that I'm 47.
I'm not saying you're old, Phil. I'm saying if you were going out with a 32-year-old woman, I think that'd be some very serious stuff.
I think a 32-year-old woman knows her mind a whole lot more than a 32-year-old man.
Well, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. So I'm saying if you go to my website, okay, and check me out, and see how good I look, you'll see the sass that you... Hello?
She hung up. Ma'am, are you there? She hung up, yeah. She's angry, all right.
Apparently, I do have power over her.
All right, here is Granada Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Granada Hills? Okay, they hung up, too. 1-800-449-8686. You're really pissing the ladies off tonight, I think.
Look, I'm not pissing off anybody, okay? She just said she don't have the power. What I do have is a website where women can...
No, you're getting women angry at you questioning their choices as far as relationships go.
I'm not questioning any choices. These women are angry because I'm bringing the truth out, and they are angry because they can't face the truth, Phil. And the truth is that they are with men who are older than them because they're afraid of committing to a younger guy because it's dangerous, it's sassy, the sexuality is stronger. You know, they can get hurt because a younger guy may dump them. And if they go to my website and they check me out, they're going to see the yin and the yang, man. They're going to see how good I look and what it could be like with a younger guy. And they're also going to see how bad they could get dumped if they get dumped by a good-looking guy who has a Porsche Bosser and a silk shirt.
If they get dumped by a good-looking guy who has a Porsche Bosser and a silk shirt.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, my guest. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Well, there certainly have been a lot of older men, younger women relationships. What do they call those? They call them a spring, a winter spring or something like that relationship. Summer spring, summer winter relationship. Older men, younger women in the news. You know, Larry King's wife just had a baby. We talked about James Doohan, he and his wife, although none of those guys, neither one of those guys married to a woman in her 20s. Chris Norton has a website you can go to and read his commentary about younger women should stay with younger men. And he has pictures of himself posted all over his website to show younger women what they're missing out on. And what is your URL address, Chris?
Yeah, Phil, thank you. It's sexuality.com. Young women can come and see me, and it will remind you that you are young women, and when the old man dies and you need sass, and also you need a male influence for the kid that you, you know, this wrinkled up kid that you had with the old man, you can have these pictures are printable. And
what do you mean the wrinkled up kid you had with the old man?
Because a lot of these kids that women have with older guys come out wrinkled. I mean, they come out older. That's part of the genetics of it.
Are you talking about Down syndrome?
No, I'm talking about how the kid, if you have a kid with an older guy, the kid is going to come out more wrinkled up.
Is that medical fact, or is that...
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
That sounds very far out, okay?
That is my understanding, sir. But more to the point, I mean, I'm just trying to remind women of their duty to be with the younger guy. I think it's the duty to be with the younger guy.
All right, here is Compton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Could you turn your radio down, please?
Yes. Okay.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. My name is Marion, and I was just saying there's nothing wrong with going with the older guy, because sometimes it's like a father figure.
How old are you?
I'm 49.
Oh, well, you're not exactly young yourself, are you? I'm talking about women in their 20s, you know.
Okay.
You know, is that baby your grandkid?
Well, you know what? I have an uncle. He's like 61.
And you have a what?
An uncle. He's like 61.
Is that baby doing some yard work? Like sawing a treehouse or something, man? Because I can hear her sawing something in the background. I just wonder what that was.
The car.
Yeah, there's some sawing going on, definitely.
Yeah, it's like they're sawing down a tree.
But so anyway, you have an uncle who's 59, huh?
He's 61.
61,
and he has,
yeah.
Yes, and he has a 20-year-old wife.
I'm not talking
about... She has three kids for him. And the youngest one is only 2.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but by the time he gets to be 71, it'll be 10, and he might be dead. And that's not such a great thing, is it?
Yeah,
true.
But that's in the black neighborhoods. You have a lot of that going around, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, nice
Thank you very much.
You.
Thanks, bye. Rancho Palos Verdes on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Whoops, hold on. Rancho Palos Verdes, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
No, I just would like to respond to your guest about older men, younger women.
Yes, ma'am.
I think, I mean, you know, younger women would really prefer older men because they have more substance. They can talk with sense.
Who?
Older men.
Can talk with sense?
Of course.
See, that's where you're wrong. I think younger men, if you go to my website, you can see a lot of different things.
You know, it's
things,
not only the body, honey.
No.
You know, you can have the greatest body, but if you're the dumbest guy on earth, I mean, you know.
Well, but you can hear I'm on the radio station. I'm on the radio station right now talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to have brains to get on the radio station.
Say that again?
I said I'm on the radio station right now, and you have to have brains for to be on the radio station.
Well, obviously, I mean, you know, they have to invite somebody like you so that all the listeners can get, you know, all hyped. I mean, get irritated with the way you talk.
No, I'm not trying to irritate you.
I mean, you sound really very dumb, and you don't have any substance at all.
That's where you're wrong.
That's where I'm wrong. That's where I'm right. Keep on saying earlier that, you know, look at my website, look at my muscles, or look at your face. I mean, who likes to look at men with, you know, with body if you don't, if you cannot even talk about sense? I mean, you know, earlier you were talking about, you know, when a woman gets married to an older man, okay, women can give birth to wrinkly babies.
Yeah.
Are you so dumb? Don't you know that babies, they come out wrinkly?
No, what I'm saying is the older the man is that you have sex with, the more wrinkled up the baby is because of the old man.
Where did you get this, and who told you this?
Are you telling me that, okay, how come babies come out wrinkled then?
Because they have to gain weight.
Well,
they come out because they cannot come out so big.
If you go to my website, you'll see that I have commentary. So it's not just pictures; it's commentary about why I think kids come out wrinkled up. And I think
you better read some more, or get in touch to a doctor, a pediatrician.
No, I'm
an obstetrician. Maybe you can,
Let me ask you, this is the host, ma'am.
The doctor can educate you more.
Ma'am, this is...
Why babies, they come out wrinkled.
Right, ma'am, this is Phil Henry. This is the host.
It has nothing to do whether you get married to an older man or a younger man.
Ma'am, this is Phil Henry, the host. I wanted to ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
On his website, he has a picture of himself getting out of the shower, bending over to pick up a towel.
Yeah.
He's naked from behind, and he's looking over his shoulder with wet hair and beads of water on his back.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's sexy, isn't it? Don't you think that's sassy?
No. I mean, who wants to look at somebody with the, who wants to look at that?
Okay, tell her about picture three, Phil.
All right, picture three is he's playing volleyball, going up for a shot, wearing a Speedo with mesh netting underneath.
And how is a younger woman supposed to feel? Looking at that kind of picture.
It's very hot.
Are we supposed to feel excited over his look?
It's very hot. It's very hot.
I don't think so. You know what? What is hot if you're smart? Okay, what is hot?
Tell us about picture four, Phil.
There's something you can offer inside your body.
Picture four, he's sitting at a computer with his shirt off and his jeans unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Not jeans, slacks.
Slacks, I'm sorry.
And then...
I'm looking at you.
So, how am I supposed to react? I mean, I should go gaga?
Excuse me, but I'm very good looking. By the way, I'm not offering up my buddy. I'm offering myself.
Yourself? So, what's yourself? I mean, obviously, the mere fact that you're showing your body, your muscle, your unbuttoned shirt, that's your body, right?
No,
when you're saying yourself, that should involve your brain. Obviously, it doesn't involve your brain. It just involves your body.
It is my brain. It is my brain.
It is your brain. What's your brain? I mean, that one in between your groin? That's your brain? Not that one on top of your neck?
The other one.
What's the other one? The one in between your legs.
The one in between the ears.
That's your brain? I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you. I just wanted to take a poll on that. Sebastopol on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to address my comments to this man. And his comments indicate to me that he knows very little about women. All he speaks about is what he looks like. He says nothing about his integrity, his kindness, his sense of humor, his compassion. Well, he just talks about what he looks like. And if he thinks that's the main thing that women are interested in, then he knows very little.
Well, what about the women who have been with older guys and got all of that and got bored? Now they want to have sex.
Oh, really?
Because look at the women who are married to old, pruned-up guys, and they go out having affairs.
Well, then they probably haven't. The way you talk about people, you act like you're not going to become an old person.
One of the things, I use a lot of oils on my body, I do.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
What's
but you're still going to be an old person someday, and
what
then
do you
you're
mean
not going to have anything left.
What do you mean you use a lot of oils?
I use a lot of oils.
So you use a lot of oil.
That means that my skin's not going to age, so I'm going to look...
Not very intelligent if you think you can use all the oils in the world and you will still age. You can have plastic surgery from now to whenever.
I don't need plastic surgery.
But all you're going to end up with is women who are shallow, you are.
I use... Ma'am, all I'm trying to say is I use moisturizers.
Yeah? So you're going to be handsome forever. Is that what you're trying to say?
Great. I'm going to look young.
Great. So you'll look young forever, but you still won't have any integrity and honor and... You show unkindness.
Me?
You talk about old people that are wrinkled like they should be not allowed on the face of the earth.
No, I didn't say that. All I'm saying is that if you're a young woman, you ought to have the sass that I can provide as opposed to going out with wrinkled boys.
Listen, I'm a 50-year-old woman. I've been with men that are
25
years
that
old that couldn't keep up with me,
that
sweetheart.
That answers the question.
No,
your grandma. Look, Grandma, I'm just talking about your granddaughter, okay?
All right, look, that's not necessary.
Well, you should have told me.
Told you what?
Told
I mean,
what?
How old the lady was.
Hey, listen.
Doesn't make any difference.
Men that are in their 20s okay? Uh-huh. They have no idea how old I am because I use a lot of oil.
You go to sensuality.com and you'll see my body.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
Check it out. Check it out.
So what?
Oh, boy. God, I'm embarrassed for my species now. I mean,
I don't
what are you talking about?
What do you mean you use a lot of oils?
Okay. You don't know about oils and how they moisturize the skin? You go to sensuality.com, look at picture number two, check out my ass. That's the best ass on the net.
Sounds like your ass is probably on the top of your neck.
Whatever.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call. Here is La Puente on the Phil Henry Show. Check out my ass.
That's right.
La Puente, hello.
Yes, hello. I was just calling to make a comment to this man. I think he's a very immature young man.
How you doing?
And all he's doing is advertising his website, which we're not interested in.
What's your name?
It's a mature, smart woman who is looking for an older man. That's none of his business.
What's your name?
I don't think body has nothing to do with him. And, you know, I'm really disgusted by what he's saying.
I'm very sensitive.
I feel sorry for him.
I'm very
sensitive.
Because
it seems like he doesn't have nothing to do.
I'm sensitive.
Well, I don't think, you know, spending time with you in the air will do anything because I think you're very immature. You're not educated at all, and you're advertising that website.
If
women out there are listening to me, do not even bother to look in the internet for this guy. He sounds very stupid. Have a good day. Bye.
Check my ass out.
Okay, did you get it out there?
Sensuality.com, Phil. All you have to do is go on the internet. You find it.
Yeah, he got it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I think part of the problem this week for me is, as I mentioned, coming down with this bloody cold, hanging around kids. You don't know what disease. You hang around kids, I like them. I say I like them. I can't say generally I like kids. I have to say that the guys that my stepkids, they're all right with me. They're okay, they're fun. Generally, as a rule, though, kids bug me, you know? They just, you know, I don't see any purpose for having them around. But naturally, it's not logical. People will say, well, you were a kid once. Yes, you're right, I was. And they're little people, too, and they're going to be adults someday. Yeah, you're right. And the better we treat them, and, you know, it all makes sense. It's all logical. And I recognize that, you know, that I should be more open-minded or somehow more magnanimous when it comes to kids. But the fact is, they bore me, and I don't like being around them. But my guys are okay. My stepkids are all right. And maybe if I hung around more kids, I'd feel differently, but I don't feel like hanging around more kids, you know? Like my friend's kids. I'll tell you this, my godson, Joe, I like him a lot, and Katie, I like her. Let's see, what other kids am I supposed to say I like? Otherwise, they'll get bummed out. That's it. The rest of those kids, I hate them. Now, they're all right, but, you know, you see them in a market or something and screaming their guts loose in a restaurant, and you just... You don't want to be around them. So I take every precaution not to be around them. And guess what? I fell right into a swirling vortex of them this Memorial weekend, and I wind up getting some disease. Kids are disease. That's the problem with kids. They're disease carriers. They carry every kind of cold, every kind of sore, every kind of open, oozing, impetigo sore. They got it. And you wind up getting pink eye, lice. Oh, God. Everything. And if you hang around them long enough, you'll get it too. So that's what happened to me this past weekend, man. I thought I was just getting some kind of an allergy deal. Man, I wound up getting a stinking cold. It's like the day before June, isn't it? Is today the 31st? One day before June? Last summer I got a stinking summer cold too. I don't know, man. Maybe I ought to start lifting weights, taking more vitamins. But that's the whole deal with kids. So if I were you, I wouldn't have any, and I wouldn't hang around any, all right? Unless you're a mom or a dad, and then you got to be with them. That's okay. But if you got any, if you have any control over whether to spend time with them or not, I recommend against it. I'm choking to death. Listen to what they did to me. choking to death. Anyway, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. There's so many great fan pages out there, too. I'll recommend one, Bill Kiesling's shuckandjive.com, and Bill has links to a lot of those different pages. And there's forums and all kinds of crap. So if you're wondering just what the hell this show is about, if you're brand new to this show and you think you know what's going on, believe me, you don't. You really, really don't. Oh, yes, I do, Phil. No, you don't. Check out any one of those or check out our fan page, philhenryshow.com. Jesus. I'm going to die. That's what it is. Speaking of kids, we thought we'd close out the show tonight with something from the Brady Bunch movie. These kids I liked.
Bill